You say there would be the bunk beds back.
Yeah.
In two or three levels. What else would be in the interior? How would the interior be organized? Where would the stove be, for instance?
The stove would be right here.
And where would the drinking water be kept?
Huh?
The drinking water.
Drinking water, it's right over here.
Is that usually in a barrel or a tub? Or?
Some barrels, in those days, they used to use out of a barrel of cake of butter. Those barrels, a long time ago.
How big were they?
Well, depend. Some big, some that high, some round, some larger. They used to use those for water. And when they're going to use the snow, they used to have a little something hanging up to the ceiling, pour, and put what you call those, some open, so you could lay your snow right above the water barrel, and the heat just melt and dripping down to that barrel.
So they put some kind of mesh, a screen up there?
No. So make three, four, to hang it down.
And then they'd hang something on there that was... What did they hang on there? What was the material, you know?
Well, this one is made out of wood, log.
Oh, wood slats.
Like yeah, this. Open.
Kind of open in
the yeah, and put the snow right up, right on top. And the heat melt and just drip it down. Some people, they use ice from the fresh water lake. Melt it right on the stove. There's only a few that doing that way, put the snow right above the barrel and let it melt down.
When you were a boy, what did you use for light in your house?
What's that?
For light, did you use?
Light, Eskimo lamp.
Eskimo lamp. Where were they located in the house?
Well, it used to locate right over here and over here. They have two.
One of the houses I dug last year, in that same area, there was a lot of, we didn't find the lamp, but there was a lot of oil spilled. A lot of oil spilled.
Well, the lamp is pretty scarce. See, somebody crazy about it, and somebody digging, find those before you guys come over here. Yeah. They don't wait for you.
They don't wait for us.
No.
And was the lamp put directly on the floor, or was it raised slightly from the floor?
What's that?
The lamp.
Yeah, above. They put something right above, not on the floor. Not too high, though, on the floor.
And were there any drying racks or shelves along one of the walls?
I didn't catch what you
mean. Were there any drying racks or shelves, cupboard shelves, along?
Lamp?
No. a rack for drying things or shelves.
Oh, if you want to have your anything dried up, that's what you mean?
Yes.
They used to have a... that size wood going right across and hang it up to the ceiling. That's the way.
Yeah.
Two, three, one.
And was there a special place where the man of the house kept his equipment and his tools?
Well, in those days, they had a toolbox out of a skin. some kind of a skin, some seal skin, any skin, where they don't have too many tools like today in those days. Just a few, just a little.
And do you remember where this was kept in the house, where it was stored when the man was not using it?
Kept it right inside the house. This little toolbox is not big. There's only a few tools in there. Just a few. File and knife or little, what you call that, something to strain out the wood.
A saw?
Plane.
Plane?
Yeah, plane. They don't have more than those things that I have said. But they have Eskimo drill.
Drill, yeah.
I think you guys know about that.
Yes, yes. And where did the woman of the house keep her cooking gear and her sewing gear?
Right inside the igloo.
But no particular, not one side or the other side?
No.
No regularity?
Well, they always kept right close to the sofa. Some hanging right on the wall, nearly with eyes, I mean a nail. They had a hole to hang, they hang it.
There was one thing that we were talking about. You and Rossi were talking about the use of the lamp the other day, and you said you were talking about that stick that was so long, and you put it into the wall so you could hang blubber on it so it would drip into the lamp.
Right.
So that would go right in the wall like this
over, yeah.
Over the lamp?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both sides. Yeah.
So every house would have, I think you mentioned every house would have at least one or maybe two of those sticks that they put in the wall,
yeah,
to hang that blubber on.
Just for one lamp.
Just for one lamp.
Yeah. If you have two, those two gotta have pulled,
yeah,
right into the wall.
Yeah.
So you could hang your oil in there and drip it down to your Eskimo lamp.
Yeah. Do you remember how many did they have in your house? One or two?
Well, I used to know one. Somebody got to dream it good, so you don't smoke. A guy got to know how to make that light straight, some not going high. If that thing is not trimmed right, some of them going higher, you see, make a lot of smoke. Somebody got to know very well how to fix that light.
When you sat down to eat inside the house in the wintertime, where did people eat? Where did people sit to eat?
They eat right on the floor. They had some make a little table out of a box like that. They use it for table. In those days, I never see Eskimos have a table like this. Some, they had a tablecloth, just spread it into the floor and start to eat.
And was there a particular position that the father sat in? Did he sit here next to the sleeping platform?
No, any place.
Wherever he wanted him.
Yeah.
And the children also, wherever, huh? The children also.
Right.
And when they went to sleep on the sleeping platforms, who slept underneath, who slept on top?
Hard to say. Well, sometimes the family, one family, they sleep quite a lot. When I had some visitors came from some other place, they sleep under or on the floor.
The floor of these houses was wood, wasn't it?
Right, log. Out of driftwood. Some made out of a shipwreck.
Did they put willows or wood chips or anything under the floor to insulate it?
Don't ask me of willows. There is no willows right on this coast.
Okay.
They use it up inland. The people that live in inland, they use the willows.
Okay. Was there anything that under the floor to insulate it?
Mm-mm. And we used to use, when we go up inland for hunting in the winter, we make a snow house. We pull out a lot of willows and put a floor there, good. And put your canvas right on top and put a skin, caribou skin, for mattress.
So it'd be good and warm then.
Right. That's the only time we use a snow house, when we go hunting. Mm-hmm. One time when I went down to Seattle, Chimawa, when one of my youngest boys was going to have graduated, wife and I going down to go and see. He was schooling down in Chimawa school.
That's in Seattle, did you say?
No, it's not far from Portland, in the mainland, what they call it, Chimawa School, Indian Affairs. And when we come back to Seattle, we stay in a big hotel. In the lobby, when they find out that I was from Barrow, there used to be a big part right above me, asking me about how we used to live and how we used to do at home. And one guy asked me, is the Eskimos still live in the snow house right now? As soon as he said that word, I talked right to his face. Every time when a white man asks me about the same word what you ask me, they always make me mad. I never see nobody in Barrow, in the village, live in a snow house with my eyes open. The only time they use a snow house when they go up inland for hunting. That's the only time we use snow house. And that man, I think I make him mad, I don't know.
Good.
But I'm telling the truth. You see, every time when a white man asks me, is the Eskimo still live in the snow house now? They make me mad. I never see nobody live in a snow house here at Barrow. The only time we use when we go up for hunting or trapping, that's the only time we use snow house. It's a lot different than the Canadian. The Canadian, they make it round, but we make it like a house right now, like this. Make a like that, and put a snow block all around, and put a roof like this. It's different altogether than the cosmetic, yeah. Canadian. Mm-hmm. Canadian, they make it round. I think there's more room than one that we used to have, the Canadian snow house. I think they had more room inside. Well, we could make it any long, and put a door right in the center.
When you were going inland to hunt caribou, I take it that's in the springtime when you do that, or what season?
Well, we can use snow house in the springtime. We use a tent in the springtime, and we use a snow house in the winter, in the middle of winter.
Right in the middle of winter.
December, January, February, March. And in the spring, after March, we use tent.
Is that because the snow is not hard enough?
What's that?
Is that because the snow is not hard enough to make the blocks for the snow house?
In what month?
In March.
No, it's still a lot of snow, you see. We could stand it if we live in a tent.
Uh-huh.
And we had a good gasoline stove, sometimes 3 burners, sometimes 2 burners. And we got lots of white gas to give us a good heat. If the weather is bad, snow blow, snowstorm, we could make a snow walls around. Instead of put a snow shielding, we put a canvas right on.
Yeah.
Inside the put a tent inside. That gives us a good, comfortable place.
And when you go into the interior in the middle of winter and make a snow house, how long does it take you to make the snow house, to build the snow house?
Well, if I go with 2, make it 3, we could just sit. Can we sleep together? 3, just 3 enough to lay down. And we gotta have a space, more space to cook or anything like that. Put a gear so we have enough our box, stove, anything like that. That's gotta be inside.
And how long would it take you to build a snow house of that size?
Well, it would take, if a guy knows, 2 knows pretty well, it wouldn't take long. Maybe 1-2 hours.
Shall we go out and have a look at the site of his house and site?
Let's go over to where you used to live.
Huh?
Let's go over to where you used to live.
Okay.
So we're over at the Ekawana and the Anisak house mound. And here, you take this glass. And this bone here, was that part of the Ekawana house, or was that
right
before?
Yeah,
it's part of their house. Maybe that was the corner of the house, or
well, this one must be a hall, part of the hall,
part of the hallway.
Yeah,
hallway. And then your family house was coming off the edge of this mound, and then part of it's gone now because they put a bulldozer through to make this driveway.
Yeah.
And I think you mentioned before that the walls were only about that far apart, or so, the walls of the two houses?
Yeah, from each.
From each?
Yeah.
Maybe 3 feet apart or so.
Yeah. Well, you could hear them bounding, you know. See, when they invite us to come over and eat, they're bun on the wall or on the floor. We could... Three hit, you see, that means come, help us eat.
Didn't need a telephone, huh?
No. If it's more than that, that's nothing. Somebody working. But if there's three, one, two, three, that means come.
And were many of the houses that close together?
Yeah. Well, I could point that house over here is still right there at the time when we live, Roxy and I, here together.
Talk about that little
one? House, yeah, this one.
It used to be the dance hall, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
That is the same, it's still right there where it is the time when we was a kid, when Roxy and I lived here.
Were they using that as a dance hall at that time?
Well, there is somebody. Did you ever heard a man named Clay Tunick?
I've heard the name.
He's the best dancer. He's the head of the dancers right now. His parents used to live in that house.
Oh.
And they used to have the Eskimo dances too in that building these years. Well, this one is the most largest that the Eskimos used to live in those days. They used to have a big time in there.
Did that house used to have sod piled around it, or was it always just like that?
Just not enough that high.
Oh.
All around. Just that, not
when did they stop using that house as a dance hall? Or for dance? You say it was a private hall, but they used to dance in it.
Well, Clayton's father, he sold that house to somebody.
Uh-huh.
Somebody bought it. A guy named Owen Keeley. You used to see in the tail of an Alaska airline that man's
picture,
Owen Keeley. You used to see that man right on the tail of Alaska Airlines.
I've seen that.
That's his house. And he still owns it. He's passed away. His wife is still alive.
And do you know who lived in the sod house to the other side of the Polar Bear Theater? Between Polar Bear Theater and Barrel Botanical?
I never see nobody live, but just like this building, somebody live in there. I never see no sod house beyond this building.
Oh, he's talking about the thing that's burned down. It's right around the corner.
This one is, yeah, somebody live in there and burned down.
But that was not really a sod house.
No, this one built lately when we have a kid, you see, somebody made that house. I don't know how many kids that I have that time when a guy built that. That's a new one.
That's a new one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And do you remember approximately when it was built?
Not exactly what year. I don't remember. Well, this one built must be 1930, between 30 and 40.
Between 30 and 40.
Yeah.
And then who, you know who built the house?
I know who built it. This house was built by Abraham Kippe.
Abraham Kippe.
Yeah.
And was Abraham Kippe born here in Barrow?
I think he was born at Point. Up the Point, Newark.
At Newark?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you know when he moved from Newark to Barrow?
Well, when he married to the daughter of this building.
Yes?
Daughter, he was married to his daughter, Abraham Tippy, and they started to live here.
And it is at that time that they built
right.
the house on the other side of the Polar Bear Theater.
Right.
And how many children did they have while they were living in that house?
Well, mostly they used to live up in the land, in the winter or in the summer. He's a real hunter, inland, good yes. hunter.
And is Abraham still alive?
No, no.
No, he's passed away.
He passed away 2 years ago.
2 years ago. It's a pity.
But his wife is still alive. And they have several children. I kind of mixed up. I don't know how many. One of my boys married to Tibby's daughter. One of my boys.
Yes, well, when everybody is so related to everybody else, it's a bit hard to keep track.
Yeah. Well, when you get old, you see, it's pretty kind of hard to keep track of anything, what you have seen here. You see, everybody was busy today now, not like before.
Yes, certainly.
Yeah. Well, when I get old, I forget easy.
And in the house that you lived in here before it was bulldozed away, in which direction did the entrance point?
This way.
Back toward the road?
Yeah.
And did you wait for the plane to go by? Storage rack, drying rack, scaffold cache behind your house?
Behind, yeah, behind.
And when you were living in the house, where did you throw your rubbish? The trash?
Right over here at the front.
Away from the entrance?
Yeah, quite a ways, that way.
And did you have dogs when you were living in this
right.
house?
Yeah.
And yeah. Where did you tie the dogs?
We used to tie them right over here, right the other side of the house.
And on this side of the entranceway, or on that side?
That side.
On the left
where
side.
Where the entrance used to be, right straight from here.
Mm-hmm. So the dogs would have been tied
on the left side,
the southwest side of the house.
Right.
And did you throw a lot of your equipment up on the roof of the house, or did you keep the roof reasonably clear?
Well, something that was not heavy used to lay right up, right above the roof. Anything that was not going to harm your roof.
Yeah, yeah. So it's only the light things that were put on the
yeah,
roof.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the heavy things on one side or the other of the house.
Well, we used to have a cast right up. Right in the back of the
or on the cache.
Yeah.
I see. And was there any particular pattern of where you kept your sleds or your boats?
Well, a boat used to be kept right down the edge of that ground there.
On the right hand side, of the south of the
yeah.
house, the northeast
yeah.
side of the house.
Yeah.
And where did you keep your sleds?
Right outside the house.
On this side? Or
any place where you could keep. Not in the front, though.
Not in front?
No.
But any place on the side or back?
Right.
Where there was room?
Yeah, or in the back.
And did you have an ice cellar when you were living in this house?
Yeah. Further down that way, though. Not in here.
Not by the house, but
no,
away?
No.
And how far away was your ice cellar here from the house?
Well, this cellar was from here, just right close to that burnt down house, just beyond, a few foot from that place.
Probably in that driveway over there. Now.
Yeah.
And was it quite common for people to have their ice cellars far away from their houses?
You mean why they kept their ice cellar?
Yeah.
Well, the people, their parents, you see, they live in the other places and they have their own cellar, even if they make a house of their own. That's why that cellar was put away from the home.
Uh-huh. So you continue to use your parents' ice cellar, as it were.
Huh?
You continue to use your parents' ice cellar.
Right.
I see. And when would a couple make their own ice cellar?
Hard to say. Anytime when they had a planning to make one, they could make it even right now.
So there was no particular regular practice that after they had been married or after so many children they made their own ice cellar?
Right.
Just whatever happened?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions, Dale?
I'm not right here.
Okay. Shall we go out to the site, have a look there?
Have to do with that out there. This area here you said you thought was the hallway.
Yeah, this one is the front, I bet. This, see, some is right across.
Uh-huh.
That must be.
Can you give us some idea how this was built? It looks like these whale jaws were sticking up this way.
Yeah. Well, this used to be up that high. Those bones,
okay,
either side, and they used to have an entrance, just go down from above, not door like this. That got to open right above. You see, go right down by the ladder.
Now the sides of this tunnel and the roof, how was that built? Do you remember? What did the pieces look like that formed the sides of the tunnel? Were there boards just leaning against it, or
some boards, some bones like that mixed, not all boards though.
And the roof itself, the roof of the hallway, was it flat or was it shaped
flat? They're mostly bones, you know, like this one.
yeah that's what we're finding over there, but we only find parts of them. We have never hardly find a whole one, so sometimes it's hard to understand how it was built. Well, then, like, here's an upright, and here's one, and I would assume there's more. We just can't see them.
Yeah.
Was there a board then going across this way, or a bone?
Right across.
Maybe. Oh, going across like this.
Yeah.
And like this.
You see, there's other stands, these here, and these used to be right across, and this one go this way. That's why they're flat right down right now.
Oh, I see. And about how long would this hallway be, maybe?
Well, this, I kind of remember it up to that, what do you call that?
This.
Yeah.
This thing?
Yeah.
So we're talking about, what, 8 feet or 7 feet, something like that, huh?
3 meters.
3 meters, all right. 9 feet.
And was there any particular gear which was kept in the tunnel as opposed to in any regularity of the equipment which was kept in the tunnel as opposed to in the house itself?
I didn't catch.
I understood that.
All right.
I didn't catch exactly.
What tools, what pieces of equipment were kept in the tunnel rather than outside the house?
You mean the tools?
Yeah, tools or nets or clothing or whatever.
Well, they, on a hallway, they used to keep anything what they could keep in there. If they are not using a big space inside the hallway.
I see. And for instance, what would have been found in the tunnel? What would have been kept in the tunnelway?
Well, I don't think there are too many much that you could find from this place. I think they have taken all they have used away when they moved from this house, I guess. I don't remember. The time when they stopped using this house, I was away somewhere, not here at Bell.
Yeah, I think that Roxy mentioned that he was away also. He was out east
right.
on that trip.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that time when I stopped using this, came much about our home. Now we're thinking something else, instead of the time when we sing we knew as a kid, we was a young man that. You know all about it, what I mean.
You had other things on your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't think about the home. We think something somewhere that we could do or what we could use.
Thinking about going away and doing things.
Yeah.
Not thinking about the house.
No.
Just like me.
And we've your house is here, we have this house here. Was there another house under the Polar Bear Theater close to yours?
Well, this, I've been telling you, just like this building here,
yes?
This house is this. The time the people that I come right over,
yes,
those people lived before that time, and there's another man building a house like this one, used to live in that corner, right across that Okosek.
Other side.
This side.
This side.
This side. That's the place where the ice come right above and kill those people that where they sleep.
That was right here.
Right above. Right across from Okosek.
Across from Levi's. The mound by Levi's house where the dogs are.
Yeah.
Come over on this side of the ravine, and that's where he's talking about.
Just beyond that bridge.
Yeah. Now I know where you
that mean. Way.
Yeah, I think there's a big garage or something sitting there now where they have a water truck.
Maybe a garage.
Yeah.
Some mechanical stuff like that. Okay.
That's it, as far as I can think of. Do you have any more questions, Dale?
I don't think I have any more right at this time.
We'll think of more as we continue to work.
Well, there's two widgets without the right outside now.
Kind of windy.
Warm, though. Yeah, it's more comfortable if we talk while we sit on the chair. Instead of standing like this. It's all right up to you young fellows, but to me, the old man. I can't stand it like this longer.
Okay, we can go.
We can go, yeah.
That's the end of this interview.